Plaque returned to Cambridge with dozens of tetrapod fossils. It meant that at last, someone else would be able to do original work in the field of how we got our legs. But the true importance of the trip did not emerge until 1990, when a colleague, Mike Coates, started work on the specimen she'd almost thrown away, the Acanthus daga. He started to dig its hand out of the rock, and he expected, of course, to find just five fingers.
The first thing he found on this block was a finger, this digit here. So we've got a number of finger bones aligned along the edge of this block. Then he continued with the preparation. He found the next finger, which is here, with its end curled over. And then a third, similarly with a crooked finger end. And a fourth, again, with that. And then there's a gap. And then he went on to find another finger. Individual finger bones are really quite clear. And that makes a total of five. But he still had all this area here to prepare, so instead of stopping, he went on to clean up the rest of this area. And lo and behold, here is another digit, so that makes six. And he expected to finish there. And then, to his amazement, here's a seventh, and finally, an eighth. What?
But it was true. Acanthus daga had eight fingers on one hand.